An unexpected family reunion reveals the tumultuous inner workings of a family in Pinter's The Homecoming, says director Sandra Zelinsky. Actor David Courtemire portrays the patriarch of the clan with a family hearth that threatens to burn. The play kicks off with the return of the eldest son, who brings his wife home to what Zelinsky calls the tribe.
What I love about Pinter, he says, you know, I put two people in a room and I see what happens. That's how he kind of describes his plays. So this is the same kind of thing where a brother comes in with his wife and you just sit back and see what happens in this home where there are no females.
And the dynamics of that. So it's not some high concept sort of thing. We're really delving into these family relationships.
Yes, absolutely.
David, you're playing the father.
Right.
Tell me about him.
Well,
he's quite something.
He's quite a guy. He doesn't pull punches. He says what he thinks and thinks what he says. And I think therein lies the funny. When I first read the play, I had to keep checking the cover. This is a comedy? Because off the page, it's pretty brutal, the attacks that he levies on his boys.
What kind of attacks?
Well, you know, name-calling, demeaning, diminishing them as people, and you kind of wonder, you know, what's that all about? But as the play unfolds, the layers get revealed why Max is who he is. And for me, there's a truth there, and it's this. I'm a parent of two wonderful grown-up children at this point. I lost my father when I was a young boy, but so my grandfather, my father's father, became my father figure. And he was a great man, and I loved him dearly, but he was also a very hard man. He was a farmer. To work with him was sometimes very difficult. He had little patience for mistakes, and he would not yell like Max does, or use language like Max does, but you could tell when he was upset, and there was for him, it was a silence. And I used to think when I was a boy, you know, I love my grandpa, but if I ever have kids, I will never do that to my kids. Well, sure enough, flash forward, I'm a parent of young kids, and a situation or two came about where I found myself responding exactly as my grandfather did. It was quite a wake-up call. And I think that's part of the important part of this story, that we, like it or not, repeat what's been taught to us. And so we find out with Max that he's had this, you know, brutal history with his father. Knowingly or unknowingly, he exerts the same kinds of practices on his sons that was exerted on him. So there's a sadness to that, but I think the comedy happens because I think we laugh, and we laugh hard at this because not only the way in which he just blatantly expresses himself. And I think sometimes we think we'd like to say these things too, but we hold back. We laugh because we recognize, even in this brutal family, you know, our families, there's a resonance to it.
So they are an uncommon clan, but there is a commonality in their dysfunction.
Precisely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Precisely.
That we can relate to. Yeah.
There is one segment that Lenny has. He's talking to the brother who's just come home, and he most pronouncedly says we are kin. And when we are in the backyard, we all have our chairs and we bring one empty chair, and that's for you. Mm. And when you come home, we expect a certain kind of performance, if you will, from you. So it is a clan that one got out, and he has come home because Max, the father, is getting old. And so everybody is vying for a position.
So we have some power play going on.
Oh, absolutely. All the way through the play. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting that it is a dysfunctional family, mm-hmm, that depends on each other's dysfunction. It's a fascinating play, and Pinter is a jewel of a writer.
He is.
Unbelievable.
He truly is. He captures the rhythms of family conversations, I think, so well. And I think that's going to be recognizable, too, at least on a subconscious level, I think, from the audience perspective.
Well, speaking of subconscious, let's just talk about the title, Sandy, The Homecoming.
Sure.
Pinter doesn't do everything on the surface. Pinter is an iceberg. It's all what's underneath there that really,
right,
really is the business end of things. So what is he saying with the title, The Homecoming? Is it really the homecoming of the son who's been away, or is there something more going on here?
Oh, something more is going on. And I hate to say all of it because it's such a surprise.
We don't want to spoil it.
Right.
Spoilers.
Right. But it is, you know, on the surface level, yes, it is the homecoming of the brother. But it is also in one respect, the homecoming of the whole family to mm-hmm. get together. Mm-hmm. And then we have one person, the wife, Ruth, who lived in that area before she married, and it is also her homecoming.
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed.
What gender issues is Pinter exploring? There's only one woman in this whole thing, the hen in the rooster house, the Wendy on the island of lost boys.
Right.
What is Pinter trying to tell us about gender with this?
I'll tell you this, and it's another aspect, I think, of great comedy. This play is filled with surprises along the way. And the biggest surprise is saved for probably the final two pages of the play.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this, maybe as a tease, we'll see if Sandra agrees with me. I find this to be a feminist play.
And she's nodding.
And I never thought I'd say that first reading this play, because it's so anti-woman. These men are so...
testosterone.
Yes.
Oh,
and diminish women right mm-hmm. and left. But it becomes very much a powerful feminist statement, I think. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say too much more because we'll reveal too much.
But I agree with you. I mean, it is a home where these men, the father, the two sons, and the uncle, they've lived in this house without a woman. So it is very stark. There's nothing frilly about this house. It's a male house. So when the female comes in, you get all of this slamming. So sexism is within the play.
Mm-hmm.
It's sex roles are in the play.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell how much these men hate women, mm-hmm. absolutely hate women. So there's nothing there that says, oh, a woman should be in this place. But as it goes on, they discover, Max discovers, it might be a good thing to have a woman in
mm-hmm.
this house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, David, do you feel that Pinter might be criticizing patriarchy?
Oh, no question about it. No poking fun at it, no doubt about it. Yes, yes. And may I say, too, I'm reuniting with Sandra after several years. We worked at the festival, mm-hmm. 2001?
Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah.
And I've always admired her direction, and I've always loved working with her. And I think in this particular piece, it really calls for an expert director, which Sandra is, and a woman's touch. That understanding, I don't get me wrong, I think men can direct this too, but because it is so male-heavy throughout, mm-hmm. they have the unique understanding of the feminine aspect of this, and that it is important to reveal the power of femininity as we move through this piece. And so for that reason alone, I think Sandra is the right person to head this ship.
With Pinter as well, you tend to have built-in ambiguity.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a really serious sense of responsibility mm-hmm. as a director. That is both, I would think, a challenge, but it also gives you a certain amount of freedom.
Oh, I love it. Because you really have to be very specific in the ambiguity. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're not, then it's a wash.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it and say, well, what's going on here? This
right.
doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be specific in who you're talking to, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It all could be on the surface, but there might be a phrase that really is underlining and it's a dig.
Mm-hmm.
So I love working with this kind of playwright. It's like putting a puzzle together.
Indeed.
It's so delicious.
Yeah.
But I have to say, in 2001, we were working on Love's Labor's Lost.
Yes.
And what a show. And we laughed. We laughed and we laughed.
Yes.
And it's coming true with this one. You
it
have
is.
To
Are you
laugh.
Laughing a lot?
You
oh,
have
yeah.
to.
Oh, yeah.
So that does
yeah.
that really help with that? I would imagine that really helps with the working relationship, being able to laugh together like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I just love this man. I love him. My goodness.
That's director Sandra Zielinski along with actor David Kortemeyer. The Homecoming by Harold Pinter will run through November 19th at Heartland Theater in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.